Good morning. Welcome to St. Benedict Catholic Church. We're very happy to have you all here, existing parishioners and those who are new or visiting our parish. Today's Mass is offered for the repose of the soul of Mary Alice Tully Elias. Today we celebrate the 17th Sunday in Ordinary Time. In today's Gospel, Jesus teaches his disciples how to pray, giving them the Lord's Prayer. He goes on to encourage persistence in prayer, reminding us that God, our loving Father, hears and responds to the needs of his children. As we prepare to celebrate this Holy Mass, may we open our hearts to the Word of God and deepen our life of prayer.
Thank you. Our opening hymn is number 544, 10,000 Reasons.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul, I worship Your holy name. The sun comes up like a new day dawning. It's time to sing Your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. The Lord, my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship His holy name. Rich in love and You're slow to anger. Your love is forgiven and Your heart is kind. For all Your goodness I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. The Lord of my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I'll worship Your holy name.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all, and with you. My friends, today we have our new parochial vicar here, Father Incolombizzo. You have a please warm round of applause for him. I'll be doing. He'll be introducing himself during part of the homily time, and then also we'll be doing a kind of an exercise together about how to pronounce the name Incolombizzo. The reason being is he goes by that. We got used to the Polish names. We can get used to the Chichewa names. So anyway. With that, my friends, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask, Blessed Mary, Ever-Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Kyrie eleison. Christe eleison.
Christe eleison.
Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory, Lord God, heavenly King, O God, Almighty Father. Christ, only begotten Son. Let the God of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High Jesus Christ. With the Holy Spirit in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Amen.
Let us pray. O God, protector of those who hope in you, without whom nothing has firm foundation, nothing is holy, bestow in abundance your mercy upon us, and grant that with you as our ruler and guide, we may use the good things that pass in such a way as to hold fast even now to those that ever endure. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Every single parish I've been at, I do the same thing. Gosh, sorry, guys. I would like to invite any children who want to participate in Children's Liturgy of the Word to please come forward. Yeah. Awesome. Also, Zeke, could you take the gospel? Yes. Awesome. Heavenly Father, I ask you to come down upon these little ones of yours, that they may experience all of your love and your belonging through the reflection on the word, and help them to grow into adults aware that they are wanted by you. Go in peace, my friends, to reflect on the word.
A reading from the book of Genesis. In those days, the Lord said, "The outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is so great, and their sin so grave, that I must go down and see whether or not their actions fully correspond to the cry against them that comes to me. I mean to find out." While Abraham's visitors walked on farther toward Sodom, the Lord remained standing before Abraham. Then Abraham drew nearer and said, "Will you sweep away the innocent with the guilty? Suppose there were 50 innocent people in the city. Would you wipe out the place rather than spare it for the sake of the 50? Innocent people within it? Far be it from you to do such a thing, to make the innocent die with the guilty, so that the innocent and the guilty would be treated alike. Should not the judge of all the world act with justice? The Lord replied, if I find 50 innocent people in the city of Sodom, I will spare the whole place for their sake. Abraham spoke up again. See how I am presuming to speak to my Lord, though I am but dust and ashes. What if there are 5 less than 50 innocent people? Will you destroy the whole city because of these 5? He answered, I will not destroy it if I find 45 there. But Abraham persisted, saying, what if only 40 are found there? He replied, I will forbear doing it for the sake of the 40. Then Abraham said, let not my Lord grow impatient if I go on. What if only 30 are found there? He replied, I will forbear doing it if I can find but 30 there. Still, Abraham went on. Since I have thus dared to speak to my Lord, what if there are no more than 20? The Lord answered, I will not destroy it for the sake of the 20. But still he persisted. Please, let not my Lord grow angry if I speak up this last time. What if there are at least 10 there? He replied, for the sake of those 10, I will not destroy it. The word of the Lord.
Lord, on the day I called for help, you answered me. Lord, on the day I called for help, you answered me. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, with all my heart. For you have heard the words of my mouth. In the presence of the angels I will sing your praise. I will worship at your holy temple and give you thanks to your name. Lord, on the day I called for help, you answered me. Because of your kindness and your truth, for you have made great above all things your name and your promise. When I call you, you answered me. You built up strength within me. Lord, on the day I called for help, you answered me. The Lord is exalted, yet the lowly he sees, and the proud he knows from afar. Though I walk amid distress, you preserve me. Against the anger of my enemies, you raise your hand. Lord, on the day I called for help, you answered me. Your right hand saves me. The Lord will complete what he has done for me. Your kindness, O Lord, endures forever. Forsake not the work of your hand. Lord, on the day I called for help, you answered me.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. Brothers and sisters, you were buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith in the power of God who raised him from the dead. And even when you were dead in transgressions and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he brought you to life along with him, having forgiven us all our transgressions, obliterating the bond against us with its legal claims, which was opposed to us. He also removed it from our midst, nailing it to the cross. The word of the Lord.
Adoption through which we cry, Abba, Father. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray just as John taught his disciples. He said to them, when you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins. For we ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us, and do not subject us to the final test. He said to them, suppose one of you has a friend to whom he goes at midnight and says, friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived at my house from a journey, and I have nothing to offer him. And he says in reply from within, do not bother me, the door has already been locked, and my children and I are already in bed. I cannot get up to give you anything. I tell you, if he does not get up to give the visitor the loaves because of their friendship, you will get up to give him whatever he needs because of his persistence. And I tell you, ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, the door will be opened. What father among you would hand his son a snake when he asks for a fish, or hand him a scorpion when he asks for an egg? If then you, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
I want to try to summarize all these different readings into 3 simple points about how the Lord is operating a lot in our lives. And then Father will come and give his introduction. A lot of times when we sit and we ask, we think to ourselves, we hear these words of the Lord like, you know, ask and you will find, you know, seek and you will find, ask and it will be given to you, knock and the door will be opened. We come to this kind of awareness that, well, look, there's a lot of things that I ask for in my life that I don't get.
There's a lot of things in my life that the Lord doesn't seem to be answering. Well, why is that? One thing that always needs to be pointed out is that the Lord gives things to us that correspond deeply to our need, But the rub a lot of the time is that we're not always aware of our need or where it's coming from. You know, we ask for good things, and they're good, so don't hear what I'm not saying, right? The things that we ask for are usually really good, but they don't always correspond to this deeper need. And a lot of times, they are trying to cover over or respond to a fear. Again, like sometimes, I'll give you a common example, like you need a job. In the context of your job, you're asking the Lord, I need a job. What a good and reasonable thing to pray for and ask. However, a lot of times when we're praying that, we're praying out of this place of fear or desperation. Those experiences that don't come from the Lord. The Lord does not like to come into agreement with a spirit of fear and desperation. He wants to answer something even more deep, something even more necessary for the heart. A lot of times what he's calling out there is the presence of an idol. One of the, just the presence of an idol is simply this. Here's this thing that I think, that I perceive will answer all of my problems, answer all of what's going wrong in my life. If only I had this one thing, this one job, then I'll be good. Or another time we think that, for example, in another context we could think, well, I need to see how the Lord's answering me, and we think he's going to do these big fireworks. But what's the problem with big fireworks and a big show when the Lord answers us? Well, we forget 45 minutes later that it happened, right? We forget. It's easy to forget. So what is the Lord trying to do? What's the Lord trying to do here? What the Lord consistently does is he gives us the answers, like I was saying, to our deeper needs. So in the context of this job, this example of the job, maybe there's something else that's happening in the week. For example, a friend comes to you and he says, man, look at you. Like, look at your persistence. Again, you receive affirmation that you're competent, that you're wanted. Maybe you're running out of the money and somebody's saying, hey, look, I'll take care of, you know, like, let me take care of, like, the Netflix subscription for you for a couple months or something like that. Right? Or let me pay your rent for this month. What is that little gesture saying to you? Well, you're taken care of. You're wanted. You're accompanied. Isn't that not the thing that your heart was wanting? To know that you're, that he is with you, that he's speaking, that he's present, that he's providing for you. But he's not answering the job in the moment, that need for the job in the moment, because perhaps you have an over-reliance on your own sense of autonomy and of getting the thing done and doing it on your own alone. He's needing to answer that deeper desire of the heart. And let's notice one other thing in this example. Notice the subtle consistency of it. Again, when we have the big firework experience, we can forget. What's the antidote for forgetting? Simply being reminded. And what do you need to be reminded? Consistent love. Where he's speaking to you in these ways. What I'm trying to say is that in this image of the Lord that he's giving here, it's kind of interesting. The thing is that you and I are the guy that's asleep in his house that has our door locked, and the Lord is the one who's being persistent with us. He's being persistent like a child. Like, if you've had children, you know how persistent they can be, right? And how annoying that is, but it's super beautiful and free, right? Like, how many times do they want to ask for a cookie? Or, for example, they find something really cool that they're looking at, and they just keep saying, again, 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 right? And you're like, dude, stop saying again, because I'm super bored. A lot of the times, we actually are afraid of the Lord answering us, because we are going to encounter an annoying God who annoys us with love. And he is answering in a way that is outside of our idol. But it is corresponding to our human need. And what's the result of this? And I'm going to give us a prayer for our week. The result is we start accepting how he's coming to us and how he's answering in these subtle and consistent ways that correspond to a deeper need that we ourselves may not recognize all the time, we actually will start taking on his own voice. That's what Abraham is doing here. Notice, like, you know, the God of all creation comes down and says, let me investigate to see if everything wrong is happening, right? Why would the omnipotent God need to investigate something? It's already something is askew here, right? And then he's sitting there, just kind of sitting with his hands folded, listening to Abraham. Abraham saying, well, if there was 50 people, would you wipe out this town? And God's like, no, I don't think so. You know, he's playing, acting, and because he's inviting Abraham to take on his own voice. Abraham is actually invited on in to take on his own voice. The Lord never wanted to destroy anybody. He wanted mercy for these people. But he wanted somebody else to have that too, to share in that mercy, to have that same voice. When we start to see the Lord, in other words, answer our prayers in this consistent and subtle but true and firm way, all of a sudden our own voice changes as well. We take on his. We start having more and more confidence in that he provides, more and more confidence that he provides for other people. All of a sudden we start becoming that calm and peaceful presence that may annoy other people because they're like, look, I'm supposed to be freaking out right now. Why aren't you freaking out? Well, it's because the Lord's with me. He's with you too. You start taking on his own voice. So this is the prayer I want for you this week. Let's just say, I want to say, like, you say, Lord, help me to see how you're answering me this week. Help me open my eyes to how you are answering me this week. And I promise you, you will see these little but firm things where the Lord is speaking to your heart about your deepest needs, and you will become like a child. And then everyone will be annoyed with you. And with that, my friends, I want to invite up Father Incolombizzo, right, to come up and give an introduction of himself. I'm super happy that he's here. So,
thank you, Father Parrish, our pastor. Good morning, brothers and sisters in Christ. So my name is Father Paul Nkolombizo, and the meaning of Nkolombizo in my local language, Nkolombizo, the traditional houses in Malawi, where I come from, the doors are made of reeds, and they are not attached to the frame, so you can carry the door away. But then when you put the door there, there is a stick that you have to put it, a horizontal stick that you put so that the door doesn't fall inside to keep it in place. So it's called Nkolombizo. Father Parrish was also suggesting maybe you can call me Father Wedge because that's the wedge. I come from Malawi, a country called Malawi, which is a small landlocked country located on the southeast coast of Africa. And back home, if I compare the way we worship and over here, Malawi is different. To begin with, the church in Malawi, in terms of Catholicism, is vibrant with over 5 million Catholics. Half of those live in the archdiocese in which I'm coming from. I have been overwhelmed by the hospitality which I'm still getting from Father Parrish and the parishioners I've interacted with so far. I can already enjoy what I already find here. All the churches I've been to, St. Alphonsus, St. John the Evangelist, and here at St. Benedict, beautiful churches, everybody sitting on a chair, beautiful chairs like these. It's common where the parishes have visited back home in Malawi to have people sitting on the floor and the chairs are not enough for everybody. And with people sitting even outside the church because there is not enough room for everybody in the church. So here, I'm really lucky that I will no longer have to shout. There is the public address system, which makes it really convenient. If you say 3-4 masses on a Sunday and you are shouting to 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 parishioners on a Monday, your voice is really hoarse. But I'm really happy to be here and to assist our pastor, Father Parish, in making sure that we all encounter Christ personally. So I'm looking forward to a good working relationship with all of you in the years I've been assigned to assist in this parish family. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Father. This week we've been beginning the orientation process for him, and it's been a lot of information for him. He's and also the time lag of, was it 12 hours? No, how many hours difference?
9 hours. 9 hour
difference, you know. So he's tired, and I'm tired, and then we've been you don't know this, we've been waking up at the same time because I can hear him below me. Anyway, the walls are thin. So it's been a great kind of brotherhood we've been able to live this week. It's been beautiful. But with that, my friends, please stand and let us profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages. God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He is ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and life of the world to come. Amen. Let us now turn our prayers and petitions before the Heavenly Father who loves us.
For the Holy Father, Pope Leo, our Bishop Paul, our Pastor Colin, and all the baptized who proclaim the good news, we pray to the Lord.
Lord.
For political leaders and government workers who guard the dignity of human life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord.
For families in economic crisis, that they receive the financial and spiritual support they need, we pray to the Lord. For working people, for sufficient time for recreation and renewal, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for members of this church, that we may make it a place of welcome and renewal, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
in silence, we pray for our own needs and the special intentions of others, to the God who promises to return for those who live in his love. We pray to the Lord.
Lord,
Heavenly Father, you with the Son and the Holy Spirit are a communion of love. Welcome us always into this communion, and if it be your holy will, answer these prayers which we have put before you through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
A
Our presentation hymn is number 727, Oh How Blessed.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, the kingdom of God is theirs. Oh, how blessed those who prowl in sorrow, they surely will be consoled. Rejoice and be glad, beloved of the Lord, the kingdom of heaven is yours. First shall be last, the last shall be first, for such is the wisdom of God. Oh, how blessed are the meek and lowly, for they shall possess the earth. Oh, how blessed those who thirst for justice, they surely will have their fill. Rejoice and be glad, beloved of the Lord, the kingdom of heaven is yours. The first shall be last, the last shall be first, for such is the wisdom of God. Oh, how blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall behold God's face. Oh, how blessed those who mend with mercy, forgiveness is their reward. Rejoice and be glad, beloved of the Lord, the kingdom of heaven is yours. The first shall be last, the last shall be first, for such is the wisdom of God. Oh, how blessed those who fight for peace, the children of God are they. Oh, how blessed those despised and hated who bear it because of me. Rejoice and be glad, beloved of the Lord, the kingdom of heaven is yours. The first shall be last, the last shall be first, for such is the wisdom of God.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church. Accept, O Lord, we pray, the offerings which we bring from the abundance of your gifts, that through the powerful working of your grace, these most sacred mysteries may sanctify our present way of life, lead us to eternal gladness through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for in you we live and move and have our being, and while in this body, we not only experience the daily effects of your care,
not even now possess a pledge of life eternal. For having received the first fruits of the Spirit, through whom you raised up Jesus from the dead, we hope for an everlasting share in the Paschal mystery. And so with all the angels we praise you, as in joyful celebration we acclaim.
Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, O Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church, spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Leo, our Pope, and Paul, our Bishop, and all the clergy.
Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy, welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil, and graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior Jesus Christ.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world.
I only need two cups because I have Father Paul. So, who else is a cup?
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us, peace.
Keep me always faithful to your commandments, and never let me be parted from you. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. And blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Our communion hymn is number 477, We Remember.
Celebrate, for you we are with fear, and we believe that we will see you when you come in your glory, Lord. We remember, we celebrate, we believe. Here a million wounded souls are yearning just to touch you and be healed. Gather all your people and hold them to your heart. We remember how you loved us to your death, and still we celebrate, for you, you are with here. And we believe that we will see you when you come in your glory, Lord. We remember, we celebrate, we believe. Now we recreate your love. We bring the bread and wine to share a meal. Signs of grace and mercy, the presence of your Lord. We remember how you loved us to your death, and still we celebrate, for you, you are with here. And we believe that we will see you when you come in your glory, Lord. We remember, we celebrate, we believe. Christ the Father's great Amen to all the hopes and dreams of every heart. Peace beyond all telling and freedom from all fear. We remember how you loved us to your death, and still we celebrate, for you are with us here. And we believe that we will see you when you come in your glory, Lord. We remember, we celebrate, we believe. See the face of Christ revealed in every person standing by your side. Give to one another in temples of your love. We remember how you loved us to your death, and still we celebrate, for you are with us here. And we believe that we will see you when you come in your glory, Lord. We remember, we celebrate, we believe.
Let us pray. We have consumed, O Lord, this divine sacrament, the perpetual memorial of the passion of your Son. Grant, we pray, that this gift, which he himself gave us with love beyond all telling, may profit us for salvation through Christ our Lord. Amen. Got some announcements for you. I get to do them today. On August the 8th, Friday at 7 p.m., we are having a very large, beautiful organ concert. It's celebrating the 40th anniversary of the installation of the organ. It's one of the top organs in the United States. So please come. It's going to be super beautiful. Suggested donation is $20. That $20 just goes to organ maintenance periodically. Also, thank you to everyone who has updated their parishioner profile. If you haven't, please scan the QR code that you can find in the bulletin. It helps us with being able to communicate with you and understanding you a little bit better, and it helps us moving forward with how to invite people, who do we invite, and to help with certain ministries or inviting to certain parish events. Heartfelt thank you to everyone who joined us for the youth mass last week. I'm sorry I wasn't here; I was in the urgent care. We are blessed to have 175 people in attendance last week. It was a beautiful sign of faith, energy, and community. And it was such a blessing to see our young people so involved, reading, serving, singing, and helping lead the celebration. Their presence reminded us how important it is to keep encouraging them in their faith. Let us keep cheering them on as they grow in their love for God and their role in our parish. This youth mass will be every third Sunday of the month. And also,
except for in August. Sorry. August is going to be the 24th of August, not the 17th, because the youth band is out of town on the 17th. So August 24th is the next youth mass, and then we'll go back to third Sunday.
Yeah, they're going to be living it up the last week before school starts. So anyway, thank you. It's with regret that I say that Harold, our beloved Harold, has resigned on Monday this week from his position due to some personal stuff that was happening in his life, especially at home. Recent events in his life have led him to take away time to discern his next calling to serve as God's people. Harold is very appreciative of the people of St. Benedict and remains grateful for the opportunity to serve. Over the past 2 years, this parish has overcome a great deal. Our giving has improved, our ministries are rebuilding, and we are introducing new ways to experience Christ. Harold is excited that this work will continue within the context of the new parish family, and is confident that our parish family staff is well equipped to build upon our existing work. Harold will continue to be praying for our family, and I know many of you are just friends with him, so keep him in prayer. And it's, a surprise to me because the same day that he resigned, I have my, Father Incolumbizzo show up. So with that, one thing is that one you can expect here going forward, within probably mid-August, his father's main office is going to be here at St. Benedict. We have still a lot of orientation, getting a social security number, getting a driver's license, making sure he's got the car set up, cell phone and computer, all those things that need to operate, right, for making that transition on. So, Father, you can expect to see a lot of Father Incolumbizzo in that way, and he'll be heading up also faith formation in the interim. So, more on that later. But last thing, I have an exercise for us. So we got to be able to say Father Incolumbizzo. Like I said, we learned to say the Polish names, we'll learn to say the Chichewa name. So we're going to sound it out. So I want you to repeat with me. So, N. Kolom. Bizzo. N. Kolom. Bizzo. N. Kolumbizzo. N. Kolumbizzo. N. Kolumbizzo. Yeah, there we go. The Lord be, oh, and also, yeah. We will be having a welcome reception for him at the school cafeteria right after. There's going to be some other parishioners from the rest of the parish family who are going to be joining us in the school cafeteria to welcome Father. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life. Thanks be to God.
Our recessional hymn is number 543. Oh, bless the Lord.
says the Lord, the God of our salvation, rock a strength and a refuge sure. Oh, bless the Lord, the God of every nation, over all the earth. Oh, bless the Lord, highest heavens above, bless the Lord, glorify his name. Sun in the day, moon and stars in the night, worship and praise. Oh, bless the Lord, the God of our salvation, rock a strength and a refuge sure. Oh, bless the Lord, the God of every nation, over all the earth. Let all the earth sing with joy to the Lord, all the seas, creatures of the deep. Mountains and hills, birds and beasts in the fields, worship and praise. Oh, bless the Lord, the God of our salvation, rock of strength and a refuge sure. Oh, bless the Lord, the God of every nation, over all.